Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 37. Some 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took along Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and gleaming. And behold, two men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And as these were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and reported to no one in those days any of the things which they had seen. On the next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him.
God sometimes gives those of us who are believers an amazing spiritual experience. And when he does, it's to show us truth about himself. That's what happened at the Mount of Transfiguration. As Peter, James, and John stood in the presence of Jesus, God in human flesh, they suddenly saw his divine majesty. Observing him there with Moses and Elijah, two Old Testament prophets revered by the nation of Israel, they heard a voice from heaven and fell face down in worship. What about us? If we've had an experience that we would describe as spiritual, how do we know whether it's authentic? One way is to realize that the Lord's purpose for such things is to focus our thoughts on him. Any spiritual event that magnifies itself or some other activity, but does not direct our attention to God, is more than likely counterfeit. Why does God sometimes allow these special glimpses of spiritual realities? He might be motivating us for his purposes, or strengthening us to resist future doubt. Or perhaps he's correcting a misperception, such as the idea that he is somewhere far away from us. God wants to commune intimately with us through his Holy Spirit. If you're listening and yielded to him, he will.